Joe, it's me. Are you busy? Can you do me a big favor when you have 15 minutes in front of your computer?
To Robin Crane!
Yes!
All right, thank you very much. Give her a hand. I'm supposed to not clap on this so it's not too loud on the mic. But what we just talked about, that was, is the Make Money song. And that's all you've got to do to set an appointment with someone and do that connection call. This is really easy. You can do it in 1 to 2 minutes, and I know you're going to love it. The reason we put it to the music of Row, Row, Row Your Boat was so you can remember it. But the great thing is, if you're making a phone call or sending a text message, and we recommend this is the Make Money song, you're going to say it to someone. This is a phone call. Write it down. I'm going to give you that exact script right now. So here you go. Hey, Joe, it's me. Are you busy? Can you do me a big favor? And then when do you, and in the lyrics of the song we say, when do you have 15 minutes in front of your computer? At the time we created this Make Money song, a friend of mine and I used this to train a group of hundreds and then thousands of consultants and salespeople who didn't like sales. They used this script and all they were doing was setting a time to get 15 minutes with someone in front of their computer. Now you're gonna go ahead and fill in the blank. You're gonna go, hey, Robin, hey, Mom, it's me. Or you're gonna say, hey, Joe, I just met you yesterday. It's me, like this is Trevor Crane. I just met you at the Chamber of Commerce. Or we used to go to high school together because Steve told you a story about one of the people he called that got him a lot of business was an old friend he had. And remember, the purpose of this call is to just connect and then set the next appointment. That's all you've got to do. So you're going to set a timer of 1 to 2 minutes. I would set a timer for 2 minutes, and I'll literally put it on my iPad, or I use a software called Toggle, which we'll give you the link for. It's a free software. And you want to track your time. If 2 minutes goes by and you haven't yet set your appointment, you hang up the phone, literally. I'll talk to you about that in a second. But, hey, Joe, it's me. Are you busy? Now, if they answer yes or they answer no, it's okay. Because you just interrupted them in the middle of their day. So even if they say, yes, I'm busy, you're like, okay, that's no problem. Because I just have time for a quick call. Can you do me a big favor? And then they're going to say, sure, what is it? Or they're going to say yes or no, right? Like, I don't know. What are you talking about? And then you'll do, when do you have 10 minutes for a quick phone call where we can just connect and I can find out what you're doing, I can share with you a little bit what I'm doing, and that's it. You're setting the appointment. And notice, we ask some yes or no questions that we like the answer, right? Hey Joe, it's me, are you busy? If they say yes, or if they say no, I'm not busy, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to you. You know, like let's go ahead and start, and they're gonna start occupying all your time. You don't wanna do that. You don't wanna just now get to talking to them about the weather or about your dog or about sports or anything else. You're there for one purpose. You actually have another appointment. Because in another couple of minutes, before your timer runs out, you've gotta hang up the phone and call your next person. So you're good if they say yes and you're good if they say no. And think of this as a checklist, right? You just wanna check them off. Are you busy? And if they get you caught off on another conversation, just remember, go back to this one. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Mom. I actually was calling you to see if you could do me a big favor, right? And then the last question, she will say yes or no, or what are you talking about? And we're good with both of those. Then we don't ask a yes or no question. You say when. You're presupposing that they will say yes. So when do you have time for a quick call or a cup of coffee or a time that we can meet and get together? You can use this in a lot of contexts. We like to do the quick 10-minute call so you don't waste a lot of time talking to the wrong people. Remember, part of this clients on demand is that you get to save time. So you're going to find out real quickly on this 10-minute call whether or not that's going to serve you. Now, I mentioned the possibility of hanging up the phone. So if your timer goes off and 2 minutes have gone by, you want to go ahead and literally hang up the phone because that means you lost control of the conversation. So when someone starts talking, and then if you lose control of the conversation, you can also get confused about what step you're in. Oh my gosh, am I trying to sell them now? Especially if someone goes, oh my gosh, it's been so long, I can't wait to talk to you. And then you start talking, you're past your hour because you're only supposed to be setting these appointments and working on this 1 hour a day. So literally, you hang up the phone. Now, most people think I'm joking about this, or they think they laugh and they feel uncomfortable about doing that. But you have an appointment, you have a schedule, even if it's just with yourself. So you want to go ahead, you can literally hang up the phone, and then with all integrity, call them back and say, I'm sorry we got disconnected. I just want to confirm when we're going to speak on the phone for a quick 10-minute call. Last little piece here is it's really easy to lead somebody if you use a question that's like this or that. So you might say, when's the best time for us to jump on the phone for a quick call? Would you like to do it this week or next week? You could also do it for times. You can say, would you like to do it at 2 o'clock or at 4 o'clock? So it's a really nice thing because it helps people choose instead of saying, hey, when would you like to do it with me? When would you like to jump on a call? And they're like, I don't know, I'm busy. So make it easy for them. Give them a couple of choices, and then they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. You know, they're like, I don't know, I got to pick those. Or well, neither of those will work for me. Okay, what's the best time for you? It'll just help you. We call it a this or that. You want to write that down because that's not in your notes anyplace else, but or not an hour gift to you, but you want to write it down for yourself. So this is a script that you can use. You literally write it on a script of paper. You have that in front of you. You have your timer in front of you. You have your list of people you're going to call in front of you, and just have fun. The reason we made it the Make Money song is that it can rhyme. It goes to row, row, row your boat, and you can just remember it. It makes it really simple. All right? So unless you guys have anything else to offer, to add to the what to say? Yeah, we're good.
You did a great job.
All right, brother. So, and we are going to see you on the next module. Can't wait to go ahead and share with you what's next.